list of issues in this final hour with Major General Albert Stubblebine and his wife, medical doctor Rama Lebo. Your phone calls are coming up at the 20 after. So go ahead and line up. But call, I'm going to go ahead and clear the call board. Calls only for General Stubblebine and Dr. Lebo, period. But it's a wide area to discuss, but we're going to spend our time, the valuable time we have with them, on this subject. We're going to talk about solutions in the next segment. We're going to talk about COINTELPRO attacking myself, Dr. Lebo, General Stubblebine, and anybody else that's affected. So we're going to discuss that. That's the badge of honor. When you're over the target, you're getting the flak. And the establishment admits the people are hurting them. I think they've overreached with this operation. But Dr. Lebo and General Stubblebine, they are aiming these at women and children and people that are fertile. Just as the UN, as you know, you can give people the name of the hormone, were caught adding a synthetic hormone to tetanus shots to sterilize women. And that's the stated UN goal. I mean, they admit they're doing it to us in their own government policy books. We better listen to them. So speak to that and the numbers on cancer, the numbers on diabetes, the numbers on autism. I mean, they are killing us, and they're incrementally turning up the ambient background on the soft kill and then institutionalizing all of our deaths and disease and just standardizing it where everybody gets cancer every year. Everybody has diabetes. Everybody's infertile. You know, 87% men's sperm count down. Infertility in women skyrocketing. Real fast, buzz through the numbers for folks, Dr. Lebo.
The World Health Organization says in their public writings that they want to reduce the population by 99.0%. And they have been using infertility vaccines since 1974. In 1985, they said in a public document that they were using these infertility vaccines disguised as smallpox vaccines. And by the way, the hormone is not a synthetic hormone. It's a natural hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG, which they introduced into the vaccine. And then women make antibodies to their own hormones so they can never again carry a baby.
Okay, doctor, my point was in the medical articles I read, and you can correct me, this was years ago, they pointed out that it had to be done by design because it had been simulated a natural hormone. I understand it's a natural hormone, but is that incorrect that they artificially made it?
Well, they artificially introduced it. At the time that they began this, they didn't have the technology to clone it. Maybe they do now. But the point is that it's molecularly identical to the natural hormone, and then women make antibodies to it, so their body attacks their own pregnancies forever. That's one way of creating an immune reaction. Another way is by putting in squalene, which in the presence of proteins with sugar on them and bioreceptors and many, many, many hormones and so on are glycoproteins. In the presence of the glycoproteins, the immune system turns on the fertility system and attacks it, and there will never again be a pregnancy, or there will never be fertility if the person who receives this high squalene dose is a child. We're talking about ending the next generation. I also want to remind listeners that we now know, as of today, that two scientists, one of them named Robert Webster and the other Richard Webby, are listed as patent holders for U.S. patent application 200-900-10962 for genetically engineered swine flu influenza virus and uses thereof. Robert Webster and Richard Webby are employed by the World Health Organization at their influenza laboratory. Now, if that doesn't say the whole thing, then I don't know what does. So we have squalene for infertility. We have squalene for profound autoimmune disorders. We have the swine flu that will kill large numbers of people through the vaccination. And we have the pandemic international health regulations, which allow the...
All right, stay there. We got to come back. We'll continue along that line with our guest.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Kalbin Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Kalbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Kalbin Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Kalbin Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Major General Stubblebine and Dr. Rima Labo are our guests. Your call's coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Doctor, I want you to be able to finish what you were just getting into with the squalene alone. And, of course, a lot of other top scientists are saying this virus was clearly manufactured. But addressing General Stubblebine for a moment, sir, obviously it takes high moral character and strength to be able to read these government documents where they admit they're putting poison in our water in the vaccines, when they admit they've designed GMO foods to hurt fertility or sterilize us, to admit that we have this group of eugenicists running things, then a lot of foolish yuppies and people that think they're members of the establishment will say, so what? There are too many people, not realizing it's aimed at them as well. I would like you to speak to the nature of the type of mindset that we're facing with our enemy, the character of our enemy. And I'd like you to speak to our military and police, who are really starting to wake up right now, about their duty. And if you'd like to challenge them to look at the evidence, to do the research, because I understand this is hard to admit to. Even when you have the documents, it's hard to come to grips. I mean, imagine being General Stubblebine or Dr. Labo or myself. I mean, we're in the spotlight against these people. We get attacked by them. I mean, I've been attacked at major symposiums by the government. They're writing hit pieces on me every day. They have COINTELPRO posing as patriots, attacking us at every level. But we're doing this because we have to. But sir, can you speak to the nature of the mindset of who we're facing, and then speak to people that are serving the system, doctors, nurses, the police, the military, and challenge them to make a decision which side they're on, because you can't be on the fence on this, can you?
No way. Absolutely cannot be on the fence. First of all, what are the kind of people that would do something like this? The people who are involved in spreading all of this. Well, first of all, they got to be psychopaths. I mean, nobody who has any principles at all would do what they're doing to us.
Let me cut in for a minute. My training is in psychiatry, and I practiced drug-free psychiatry and medicine for many, many years, Alec. A psychopath is a person who has no affiliation with any other human being. No one else matters. They appear to look like connected people, but they are, in fact, totally devoid of any human sensibility. In my view, they have given up their humanity, and they're psychopathic.
And, Doctor, I've interviewed other experts on psychopaths. They also say that they not only don't care, you have the sadistic psychopath that enjoys hurting particularly innocents, women and children. They enjoy torturing.
Absolutely.
And who are they attacking first? Women, pregnant women, and children.
The most vulnerable, the most valuable are being attacked first. Not in Switzerland, where this same vaccine is being forbidden to women and pregnant women and children and the chronically ill because it's too dangerous.
Okay.
But in the United States, the home of the formerly free and the psychopathic leaders, yes. And in Germany, by the way, in Germany, the members of the powerful political elite and the military have squalene-free vaccines, and everybody else gets squalene vaccines.
And by the way, Doctor, I remember seeing you over a month ago and others in releases saying that the elites all over the world were getting a clean vaccine without squalene, interleukins, mercury, aluminum. And then now it's even in Time magazine that that's the truth. So I want to just confirm that you were right there. But going back to General Stubblebine to finish my question. So we know who we're dealing with. These are control freaks who enjoy torturing innocents. They hate innocence. They hate goodness. They revel in death and destruction. But then speaking to people on the fence who've been mentally weak and have not looked at the research and the facts, what do you say to people who aren't evil but are following orders, General?
Well, first of all, there are a lot of people who absolutely don't know what is the real message, what is the real purpose. And so these people are, in many cases, think they're doing a good job. Oh, I'm sure a lot of the healthcare workers believe that they're doing what they should be doing. And so now, how do you begin to get this set out of the grip of the psychopaths and get them working for you? Well, one of the ways we do this is to make sure that they're getting the truth. We're doing that by getting the message out, and we're getting voices going that are saying, stop, don't do this anymore. And I believe that a good part of the break that's been put on a lot of the genocide right at the moment has been a direct result of the voices of the people saying, no, 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 no. Who are these people? They're people who we have finally begun to wake up.
As you well know, Alex, these folks operate in secrecy. They're like poison mushrooms. They grow in the dank, dark shade. And when you shine the light of both information and reason on them, they wither. Now, do they die? No. They go away, and they come back again through another door. But over and over and over, what you're doing and what we're doing, people like William Lewis, getting the information out there and suing them, suing the bastards, has the effect of pushing them back.
That's right. That's right. They are bold and run their soft kill operations on us. We have to be bold and have courage and stand up to them. And I want to get into solutions and then phone calls and some other key areas we haven't gotten into yet. But I wanted to go back to General Stubblebine and Dr. Lebo and make this point.
Well,
and I think you do whole.
One more point that I need to make, and that is, again, back to the principles of war. One of the most important ones is mass. Mass. That means the more voices that you've got, the better your chances are that you're going to turn this thing around. That means everybody, everybody needs to go to the website and take the actions that are stated there. It's got to be heard.
I want to talk, and the website is healthfreedomusa.org. I want to talk about the Health Keeper's Oath. Many people know about the Oath Keepers, the military and the police and peacekeepers who are, whether retired or active duty, saying, I will not accept an illegal order. Well, as of October 23rd, when the health emergency was declared, the second stage health emergency by Obama was declared, that means that the entire medical system has been pulled into the vortex, and now it is the hospitals that are going to be used as the staging and the control system, just as the medical system was pulled into the evil in Germany. And so I, as a healthcare professional, have created the Health Keeper's Oath. And I am asking you, if you are a health keeper, to go to healthfreedomusa.org and take the Health Keeper's Oath. And then share it with your colleagues. If you're not a health keeper, you know health keepers. You know doctors and nurses and administrators and janitors and clerks and nurses' aides.
That's right. We're having major victories right now. The CFR and others have put out press releases admitting that they're losing their fight to set up a medical dictatorship, and they're very, very angry about it, and they've been caught talking about, oh, let's say there's a shortage, they said this a month ago, of the flu shot to create a panic to get it because nobody wants it. They laugh and giggle. They enjoy their psychopathic evil. But before we go to break and come back and take calls and get into more solutions, I wanted to bring this up. And I need to do a whole show on this and present evidence of it and then educate the public. But just take the comments on Infowars.com and take the comments on YouTube and take the other sites. The establishment knows they can't attack us from an establishment position because the establishment's discredited. So what they do is they try to get the alternative media to infight with each other by having operatives in there that then try to stir up other weak-minded people. But what we found is we have people lurking on InfoWars that the minute a story goes live, and the stories are going live every 20, 30 minutes, they want to comment first to get the whole comment changing, saying, I'm a Fed, this person's a Fed. Anybody who's good, they say this about, they'll tell lies that aren't backed up, and then they will, because we can see their IP addresses, they will act like they're the other people agreeing with them to create a fake consensus, and
yes,
then they will say, this site doesn't call for violence, this site is bad, and wants you to just waste your time. Nobody's winning. Nobody has any power. We've lost. We're going to lose. And we can then track the IP address, and it's being blocked, and it goes to government servers. The point is, and the government admits they're doing this. The point is, they're like Tokyo Rose telling us, you've lost. You have no power. You can't win. Speaking up does nothing. You need to go out and shoot people. And then they flip, and the same IP address says, we're calling for violence. So the point is, we're not calling for violence. We're actually having victories and building the history that we have power, showing the people they have power. So I wanted to bring this up to General Stubblebine as we go to break. What is that tactic of black ops and propaganda where they keep telling us we're going to lose? They keep telling us we have no hope. They keep trying to get us to infight. I mean, this is, they're clearly doing this.
Absolutely, they're doing it. And it's exactly what you call it, black operations, and they're doing it so that we begin to turn on each other and get at each other's throats.
You know, the health freedom movement is riddled with people who simply attack one another and tear each other's eyes out instead of accomplishing anything. We, in fact, closed our practice of medicine, drug-free medicine, because we saw that we really had no chance to win if these people people continued to dissipate all their energy. And so we decided to take on the health freedom movement.
Stay there. Got a break.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $10.93.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.23.22, $5.61.61 for a half ounce, or $2.80.81 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.23.22, $5.61.61 or $2.80.81.
On June 4, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I tend to ignore it when I get death threats. I tend to ignore it when national media attacks me and admits I'm on the White House enemies list, number 24. But we need to address that and point out, in this supposed free country, we're under attack for reading the vaccine drug inserts on air. We're under attack pointing out local news where the Marine Corps and Army are running checkpoints, tasering citizens. That's in the news today. And then, when you actually see it's the same IP addresses trying to get people to be violent, or then saying there's no point, none of us can win, we have no power, trying to sap our will when we're having victories. Over 70% of the public's refusing it. Most of the doctors in England won't take it or give it. Most of the doctors in Germany won't take it. Major publications are admitting it has cancer viruses and RNA in it. And I almost think these are death throes. I mean, the establishment has the money, has the power. They may win, but they're certainly not dominating, and we're seeing them, by attrition, lose power. We're seeing them stall out. We're seeing them grind in the mud, and we're having victories. But meanwhile, you see the government admitting they've got tens of thousands of paid bloggers and operatives out there putting out disinfo, going back to General Stubblebine. Are you seeing the same thing, that we're making major inroads and they're really screaming bloody murder and freaking out right now?
First of all, we are attacked all of the time. Just like you, we're attacked by crazies. And what we have done so far is absolutely ignore them. We don't spend the time giving them any traction whatsoever. They talk, they fuss, they do
everything. One of my favorite crazies says, and she's quite well known, she says that people shouldn't buy our Valley of the Moon coffee, which is part of our Valley of the Moon eco-demonstration project. They shouldn't buy our Valley of the Moon coffee because we've laced it with a mind-control drug. And my response is, well, when Bert brings me a cup of coffee in the morning, I acquire a mind with the caffeine in the coffee. But that's how crazy it gets. And yet people believe in this stuff. It's like going to a bullfight. People don't go to see the matador's costume. They go for the blood. And so playing to the lowest, basest instinct, the crazies who are stimulated by, and the government employees who are directed by the forces that don't want our pushback, attack you, they attack us, they attack others.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I never address this, but I think I am going to do some programs where I actually show the proof and then show the government documents, because that shows we're the good guys, that this is happening, that they're coming after us, and that we are effective. And just illustrating that they do wait on the articles to get everyone not discussing protesting or suing like the New York nurses did to stop forced inoculation there. I notice anything effective that will stop them, they're there on the comments to try to turn everything around where the debate isn't about that, and then we check their IPs and they're the government. I mean, that is pure evil. I can't imagine being
evil,
those government.
But it's exactly what Black Ops is about. That's exactly what it is.
You know what we did on our blogs, Alex? We simply clicked the button that said no comments because we don't have time to deal with this nonsense. There's plenty of opportunity for people to read the negative stuff. We put out the real stuff. We put out the pushback that works. And those people...
No, I know, but I mean, I allow the free-for-all because I think it's teaching people, and folks are actually learning.
And I think it's great, but we have... We don't have time to deal with it, and it has to be dealt with. And we don't have the manpower to deal with it.
No. I mean, listen, the only reason I brought it up is the government is out there doing this.
Yes,
it's real.
Certainly.
Who's behind all of the genocide anyway? You know, it's not your friends.
So, yes, I agree with you. Of course the government is out there doing it. And we've been viciously attacked, just as you have. And some people wander off, but they come back, because eventually truth does ring like a bell.
But that's what I was going to say. I mean, the reason I brought this up with you is that people should have common sense. Anybody that says we don't have any hope, anybody that says we don't have power, anybody that says there's no point in talking and warning people, they just want to divert you off into arguing with them instead of going and warning people that want to be awakened.
Exactly.
And so I tell people, don't defend me, don't answer the distractions, go out and warn young girls that are being sterilized by the Gardasil, that are being sterilized by the vaccines. Go out and give people the vaccine inserts. Warn people. Don't get caught up in the infighting. Know what it is and just do the good work of warning people. Let's come back and take phone calls, get more into the vaccines and solutions. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along.
Well, we have Major General Albert Stubblebine on with us and Dr. Rima Lebo joining us from Germany where they're fighting the internationalists taking over vitamins and nutrients. They say you can't have that vitamin D, but you can have fluoride. That's good for you. And we're going to go to Tiffany, Todd, Kathy, Ann, and Paul, and others here in just a moment. And I want to have Dr. Lebo and General Stubblebine back up next week or the week after, because so much is happening right now. And I want to have them up every few weeks just so we can open phones up and take your calls. I don't want to hog all their time just for myself, but obviously we've covered quite a bit already. We're going back to them here in just a moment. I wanted to thank a few sponsors that made the show possible today before we do that. One of them is Ecola Blue, the fabulous atmospheric water generator. It grabs water right out of the air. Looks like a water cooler without the water bottle. Has a little computerized great system, hot water, cold water, sends it through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Find out more at EcolaBlue.com. That's EcolaBlue.com. They've got 20% off right now in a special that's about to run out in a few days. EcolaBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. And I also want to tell you about FrontSight.com. It's one thing to buy a bunch of firearms and ammo. It's another thing to go out to the shooting range and get some training, especially if you've had no training. And FrontSight is a non-drill instructor, non-tough guy attitude. It's family. It is the premier organization above law enforcement and military training. A lot of police and military go there to tune up on what they're doing. It's FrontSight.com. They have a deal for a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice when you sign up for 5 days of world-class gun training. It's very inexpensive, very affordable. And along with it, you get a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Very inexpensive. Check it out at FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle, FrontSight.com. Find out more there today. And I did want to just plug that the biggest fight we have right now is the global banking system taking over, the global carbon tax takeover, the fake environmental movement that has nothing to do with the environment. And we are doing a special right now that's for a limited time where you get Fall of the Republic for $19.95, you get the Obama Deception for $9.95, and you get Reflections and Warnings with the late, great Aaron Russo that I made, his final video interview. It's a film in and of itself, over 90 minutes long, free. You get that film free with Fall of the Republic in that combo pack. You can also get Fall of the Republic with Endgame half price and then Reflections and Warnings for free. And people that have seen Reflections and Warnings are really, really impressed by it. The Nick Rockefeller revelations about how they plan to bring in eugenics and world population reduction. It's an important documentary to see. Get Reflections and Warnings free at InfoWars.com or ask about the special combo deals when you call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, I'm really bad about not going to calls, and I want to hear the questions for General Stubblevine and Dr. Labo, but so much is happening. Where are you guys next week? We should go ahead and set you guys up to come back on for an hour, hour and a half next week, because so much is moving, and 2 hours isn't going to be enough today. Is next week good, or is the week after better?
Next week is fine. We'll be back in Panama. We're in Germany now at the Codex meeting. We'll be back in Panama at the Valley of the Moon Eco Demonstration Project, which, by the way, is making huge inroads. That's part of the solution to reclaim the production of food for farmers and non-farmers alike. So we'll be there, and we would love to talk to you, Alex.
All right. In closing on the COINTELPRO, then we're going to calls. To simplify it, we have the Army Field Manual declassified in 2004, written for Latin America, where they say, go out and say the local leaders who are good are really feds, where they teach the Army in black ops how to get everybody fighting with each other. And General Stubblebine can certainly expose that. We see that anybody who's saying we can stand together, we can lead, we can fight the globalist is demonized because the system knows they're discredited. They have to pose as patriots to then infight. Infighting is the sign of being an operative or one of their mentally ill stooges. And in closing, I'll say this. It isn't Ron Paul that's trying to pass the private Federal Reserve world government takeover. It isn't Alex Jones that's trying to make you take force inoculations. It isn't General Stubblebine that's trying to put sodium fluoride in your water. It isn't Dr. Rima Labo that is federalizing your local police. It's the big corrupt offshore banks. And so why do all these supposed patriot groups and sites spend all their time attacking whoever is effective? They do that so you'll get sucked off into these infights and never become the leaders you were meant to be. So I'll say this today. Let's just say Alex Jones is bad. I'm pure evil. I'm not. My fruits are excellent. I'm pure of heart. Anyone with discernment knows that. 14 years of fighting, 15, 16, 17 hours a day. But let's just say I'm evil. Let's just say General Stubblebine's bad, and he's not a great patriot who's come over to our side, and he was always on our side, but woke up and fully went against the evil. Let's just say he's bad. Let's just say Ron Paul's bad. Okay, let's get past that excuse. Now, you go fight the New World Order. You know it's coming down on you. You know this is real. You know you're good. And so you go out and be a leader. And when you get attacked, then you'll understand. We need to reach everybody now. We need to reach out now. We need to understand that whoever's being attacked is who is effective and who is good. Now, I'm done talking about that, but I just have seen particular attacks on our two guests, and I know their work's good. I've been watching them for years, researching them for years. Everything they do is good. The fruits are good. That's how you judge a tree. But there's these horrible, sick trees with poison on them that always flap their branches and attack anybody who's good. It's time to see through the mind control. Let's go to Tiffany in Connecticut. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm actually a nurse, and I just wanted to say that I just can't even imagine how many flu shots that I've given. It makes me stressed out when I'm listening to this to think about how many people, because even in nursing school, we were required to go out to grocery stores, to nursing homes, to places like that, and just give flu shot after flu shot after flu shot after flu shot under the guise of, you know, practicing to give IM shots. And then once I got a job out of school, the hospitals got huge, huge fines for every patient that left the hospital without a flu shot. So every single person we were required to ask, and if they said they hadn't had the flu shot, we were required to give it to them.
And see, let me stop you. That's a key. It's admitted that schools get bonus money if they forcibly inoculate. They get fined if they don't. Same thing with hospitals, but the general public doesn't know this. So now they're forcibly, I mean, it's now happened. They are now forcibly injecting kids nationwide, and it's a non-issue except when they collapse and go to the hospital. Go ahead, and I want to get Dr. Labo to comment on this.
Okay, but when I was talking to my friend last night, I was telling him about everything. He had no idea about anything that you've ever said, anything that you've ever done. So I'm talking to him about everything, and come to find out he has a 9-month-old daughter, and then I just kind of randomly spill over and start talking about the flu shot and, you know, all of the negatives about it, and he says, "Oh my God, I just got my daughter the flu shot. You know, she's 9 months old." And I'm like, "Oops." You know, and he's like, "What do I do?" And I'm like, one, you can stop putting, you know, tap water in her Enfamil. But I mean, I don't really, that's why I was calling, because I'm, and not only that, I also have a 7-year-old as well. I mean, obviously he's gotten most of his shots, but it's kind of like, especially if they're going to start doing what you were saying about the, like, forced malnourishment, you know, what can we do? Like, what do I tell him to do? And what should I do when it comes to our
kids? Yeah, not just politically. If somebody's had the squalene shots or the mercury-filled shots, what can they do to detoxify Dr. Labo, General Stubblebine?
Well, unfortunately, the shots are very complicated. And if they've had the squalene-filled shots, they detoxifying is very difficult. However, the immune system is weakened by these shots, all of them, with or without squalene. And so what you need to do is get yourself some nano silver, not colloidal silver, nano silver, and start taking it on a regular basis. For a baby, half a teaspoon once a day. For a toddler or a grown-up, a teaspoon once or twice a day, and start rebuilding your immune system. It does not kill the beneficial bacteria that are part of your immune system. The second, and by the way, there's a hearing going on that the EPA is holding this week, 3-day hearing, to take silver off the market. One of the things that we're asking people to do is to take action items on our website, healthfreedomusa.org, and overwhelm the folks who want to take away your right to make your own health decisions with the demand that they back off, and they will. So take silver, take vitamin C, take B vitamins, and pray that your immune system doesn't get so assaulted that you begin to...
Well, it's a repeated injury, too, isn't it? Thank you for the call, ma'am. Any comments to Tiffany, General Stubblebine?
The other thing is that you must then never again take any more vaccines, ever.
Or give them.
Absolutely. We're going to take a few more calls. I forgot one other side issue I wanted to bring up before we take a few final calls with General Stubblebine and, of course, Dr. Labo. And that is... I meant to ask you about this during a break, but I'll just ask you here live on air, General, and if you don't want to get into it, that's fine, but I'm interested. 2 years ago on air, I told you that John Ronson's Men Who Stare at Goats was being made into a movie. You knew about it and said that the book was absolute baloney, Now I've seen the trailer for it. It's a big movie with George Clooney and everybody else in it. Who's the guy that plays Obi-Wan Kenobi in the new Star Wars? I mean, the point is it's got star-studded cast in it, and it just makes a big joke out of some of the stuff that was being done at the Pentagon, and it didn't resemble in any way the trailers I've seen what you said actually went on. Any comments on that, General Stubblebine?
Why would they tell the truth? You know, the only thing that's going to sell is something that people can sort of affiliate with and find that it gets in their psychopathic belly.
It's the blood and the bullfight.
You got that right.
So, as a matter of fact, we have not even seen the movie. We have no desire to.
I haven't read the book because I have no desire to read it. I know.
Well, Doc, you're a major. They have a major character based on you. So
I know.
I mean, it's a big movie. Secondarily, Jesse Ventura, he's told me he thinks this is more than fair. He thinks his new TV show leans towards our view. I just can't see how Time Warner is going to let it on air, but they're promoting it. It's coming out in December. You guys flew to the U.S. to be interviewed. I recommended you be interviewed for the show. I trust Jesse, but, well, I tell you, it's going to be interesting to see what's in this TV show.
You know, we wouldn't go back to the United States to be interviewed by him until we had spoken to him personally. And I was convinced that he was a decent man and was not going to do a hatchet job. We flew back to the United States. We had an extremely pleasant day with him. He's a truly good person. By the way, he's quite open about the fact that he has a vaccine-injured child, so he understands about vaccines.
And he promised he would not do a hatchet job.
Now, the question is what happens on the cutting room floor beyond his control. And we'll see. If a hatchet job does take place, we'll know that Time Warner basically used him in a setup. We'll see.
Absolutely, and I know a lot of the inside baseball, so I'll be here to testify to whatever goes on. But I think the establishment now, though, is just admitting so much. It's almost like they're throwing it in our face. So who knows? But it's called conspiracy theory, and it is coming out December 2nd.
I was very impressed by Jesse.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never talked about that on air, but I do know that he has a vaccine-damaged child, and that's the wake-up call for people, that this stuff's real, and people better get up off their butts and do the research. Let's talk to Todd in Georgia. Todd, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I feel like I'm the only person that's not under this mass hypnosis, this incredibly strong spell that all the people in my class are in. I'm in school, and I'm forced to take American government. I'm sitting there like, wow, this is all BS. But I'm trying to get everybody. I'm a pissed off and determined warrior. And I just want to know if they're going to do something that's, I guess, reminiscent of Adolf Hitler times and all that, which I totally believe.
Yeah, but this is more of a scientific dictatorship. General Stubblebine, briefly, sum up the type of scientific tyranny that we see unfolding. I mean, if you had to, in front of a group of generals that you were addressing, describe the type of enemy we're facing in 2 minutes, who are they?
Well, first of all, they're obviously the globalists. They're people who believe in genocide, that do not want 90% of the population living. They want to control all of the resources of the world, and they are bound and determined to use multiple systems to eliminate all of the useless eaters, which is what they call us. I don't know whether, Todd, whether you think you're a useless eater, but I know damn well I'm not, and neither is Dr. Labo, and but they would like all of the useless eaters to just kind of disappear from the world. And if you think that it's not planned, if you think that this is not very well thought out, and if you think they don't have the resources to do it, you're dreaming.
Absolutely, and I've studied their systems of incrementally beta testing things. It's clear that the beta testing is over, and all the horrors before were just beta test, that the 200 million killed by governments funded by this banking syndicate last century was only a test. We are now seeing the launch of their real operation. Do you agree with that, Dr. Labo and General Stubble?
Absolutely. I don't believe that either the SARS incident or the avian flu re-engineered and weaponized, or the swine flu bioengineered, or the Ukrainian pneumonic plague episode were intended to not kill large numbers of people. I think they misfired, and these people have had to backfill and correct. And now I think they're getting better and better at what they're doing. And in the absence of a good, strong genocidal viral plague, they are proceeding with their plan as if they had the viral kill that they wanted, because the time has come in their demented minds to get rid of us. They're doing it through codex, through the degradation of the world.
All right, stay there. Final segment. More calls
an
straight
A
ahead.
To Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Next week, you're going to be back with us for a full hour and a half to give us updates on their lawsuit, Codex Alimentarius, and your phone calls. Kathy in New Orleans, you're on the air with General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Rima. This is Kathy from New Orleans. I speak to you often. We were wondering why we couldn't get in touch with you. We didn't know you were in Germany. I'm with Gary King of Patriot Radio in New Orleans, and Dr. Rima talks to us weekly on our
segment. That's fantastic. Do you have a question or comment for it? We're almost out of time.
Well, I wanted to know, a couple of weeks ago, you had said that something about Kathleen Sebelius was going to call off the pandemic. What happened with that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what your question was.
She said Kathleen Sebelius was going to do something with the pandemic.
Oh, she did, as a matter of fact. Kathleen Sebelius has been approving vaccines that are illegal. That's why we're suing her. Tomorrow's our first hearing. And she's also been releasing squalene under an emergency authorization use, which, an emergency use authorization, totally illegal. And she has been given control of the country, essentially, by Obama's National Health Emergency.
Which, again, is a drill to train us in the future to go under the control. We'll talk more about that next week. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much. Ann in Iowa, you're on the air. Moving quick to get these final callers in. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to express extreme gratitude to you all for the hard work you do. I know we're talking about all these problems, and it's pure evil. It makes me shake sometimes, but there seems to be a solution to all the things we're talking about, and it's in plain sight, and it's funny that it's...
Exactly, but at least you can recognize evil. What's wrong is people that aren't upset by it.
It's the same thing that Pope Innocent the Eighth outlawed when he did his so-called health care reform too, and it's cannabis. It seems that the cannabinoids, the endocannabinoids, is nature's way of controlling the inflammation from the
Let me jump fast then, Ann, because I want to go to Paul in closing and say about a General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo. But cannabis, does it have a lot of good medical attributes?
It does. It also has some neurological problems associated with it when it's smoked. Now, one of the reasons it's being so viciously attacked is that the pharmaceutical industry is in the process of synthesizing and patenting it. So it's bad when people access it on their own, even if it's licensed, but it's good when they can sell it to you.
All right. Let's talk to Paul in Oregon. Quickly, Paul, we're almost out of time.
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to make a couple quick comments. My grandfather just took the swine flu shot. He told me he was forced to take it. He goes to the VA hospital. He's a veteran. He was basically scared into taking it by everyone from the receptionist to the nurse and to the doctor who was seeing him. He had leg tremors for a week and a half afterwards, could not walk, could not get out of bed. He is finally semi back to normal. He's in his 80s, and I think this is probably going to be the beginning of a very bad last couple of years.
Hey, listen, local talk show host Dale Dudley got paralyzed from a flu shot. I mean, I know people, and thank God it came back. They said it was Guillain-Barré, or Guillain-Barré in English. Final comments from our guest on that. I mean, this is a vaccine cult. These people are vicious, General, the way they push it on us. They're the cultists.
Absolutely, and I really feel sorry for you. For your grandfather that got scared into that. Yeah, I would have been very, very nice if he just told him to go to hell and walked out or driven out or whatever. But I guess it's too late now. He's got to take silver, nano silver.
Say no, say no, say no, say no.
My God, I know people all over the place. It's just hurting everybody. And these murderers are running around with their cult members, with their injectors like body snatchers saying you must take it. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.